Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Friday and through the weekend, highs are going to be near 60 degrees with lows in the 40s. So it'll be kind of fall-like, and we'll appreciate that, I guess. Colin Grabo joins us now, Associate Director of the Herbert A. Stifel Center for Trade Policy Studies. Talk about tariffs. How you doing, Professor?
Good morning, Tommy.
I'm sorry. I called you Professor. I didn't mean that sarcastically. I presumed you were. Are you?
I am not. No. Okay. You can just, Associate Director at the Cato Center for Trade Policy Studies, that'll work.
So let's talk about tariffs, because look, whenever you talk tariffs, people automatically jump to the political corners of Bidenist, Trump that. My own standpoint here is, first of all, I don't know if anybody knows what's going to happen. It'll be my first question to you. Do we know what's going to happen? And secondly, so long as it doesn't hurt the country or hurt the consumer, I'm all for it. So take me through, Colin, if you will, tariffs 101 and what's been done, what might be done, and et cetera.
Yeah, so let's start with, like I said, tariffs 101. So tariffs are a tax on imports. That's what they are. They're a tax on imported goods. So when those goods arrive in the country, you pay a tax on it. So if we have, 5% tax on a $100 item, you're paying $105 for that item. You can kind of think of it like a sales tax, something like that. And that means that anything coming into the country is going to cost more than would otherwise be the case if these tariffs are implemented. So we're talking right now in the context of possible tariffs on items from Mexico and Canada. So you want to build a house, that lumber you're going to use from Canada, well, that's going to cost more. The fruits and vegetables you're going to buy from Mexico, that's going to cost more. And a lot of people, I suspect, think of tariffs in terms of, items on the store shelves, that those cost. But let's also remember that roughly half of all imports into this country are not consumer goods. They're inputs. They're used by businesses here in the United States to make things. A great example of this is the auto industry. There's a lot of tight linkages between auto companies in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So take auto parts. Auto parts may cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico 7 or 8 times before they're actually installed in a vehicle. So this means businesses will have to pay higher costs for the things that they use to make things. So obviously consumers get hit, businesses get hit. That means they're less competitive. And then, of course, we all worry about Canada, Mexico, trading partners. They're not going to take this standing down, right? They're going to say, well, you're going to do that to us. We're going to do something back to you. And there's going to be retaliation. And obviously that's going to hurt American businesses as well. So from a lot of different perspectives, these are quite harmful.
So how likely is any of this to happen? Or is this, because, if President Trump always talks about, what was his book, The Art of the Deal and being a good negotiator and all of that stuff. I don't know whether he is or not, but could this be part of a negotiating ploy with an end game of what?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. I think it's interesting to note that in the days since the announcement of these tariffs to be imposed on day one, supposedly, of the new Trump administration, the markets have basically shrugged this off. There's been no dramatic fall in the stock market. In fact, I think it's actually gone up. Mm-hmm. This suggests to me that people are skeptical that Trump will follow through. As you noted, Trump, he's all about the art of the deal. And the fact that he's announcing this 2 months ahead of when he takes office, to me suggests there's a high likelihood that this is a negotiating tactic. I'm setting out an extreme, this is my opening bid, so to speak, setting out an extreme position, and we'll negotiate, and where we'll actually wind up could very well be a much different place. It's worth keeping in mind that, of course, we had a first Trump administration, so we have a track record to look back on. And Trump, you know, he did things like he threatened to pull out of NAFTA, saying it was a terrible trade agreement. And in fact, what happened is we renegotiated it, made some, you know, basically tweaks, wasn't massively overhauled. And then he said he was good with it. So there's a history of Trump, you know, making statements, but then where we actually end up is perhaps in a different place.
So let's look back at his first administration and talk about his history on trade and tariffs. From your standpoint, Colin, how do you do? Because I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a great record. If we look back, what he did early on, some of the first tariffs he imposed were tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum from a range of countries. And if, we've had some government reports. We have time, you know, to study these and what was the impact. And if you look at those tariffs in particular, well, on the one hand, that's good for the steel and aluminum industries, right? That means less competition. That means that prices go up so they can expand production. That's good for them. But there's a whole lot of industries out there that use steel and aluminum to make things. You know, obviously the construction industry. Cars, auto manufacturers, a whole range of folks, you know, people who make machinery. And government studies show that, yeah, these tariffs benefited steel and aluminum producers by, I think, something like $2.5 billion. But then the industries that use steel and aluminum were hurt on the order of, you know, $3.3 billion, I think, for a net loss there. And that's kind of the story of just tariffs writ large. So that, you know, there were, of course, also tariffs imposed on goods from China. China retaliated. U.S. Agricultural, our farmers were hurt because China bought less stuff from the U.S. in retaliation. So the track record is not great, but you could also say that the amount of tariffs were not as drastic as perhaps what Trump initially indicated. So I think that's kind of my read on the first Trump administration.
So somebody texted in, and look, I want to encourage the audience to text in here because I'm sure you, Colin, know more, have forgotten more than any of us will ever know about tariffs. Somebody texted in and said, what is the guest talking about? These countries already put tariffs on all goods going to those locations. That includes Europe, China, and South America. Somebody else texted in and said, are there tariffs on U.S. goods? We'll talk about all that when we come back with Colin Grabo, Associate Director of the Herbert A. Stifel Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. That's accurate? Colin, I got that right?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. 721 traffic now, WWL. All right, 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Colin Grabo, Associate Director of the Herbert A. Stifel Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, about former President Trump's, President Trump's tariffs and some of the things that he's announced. Text comes in and says, countries already put tariffs on goods going to those locations, including Europe, China, and South America, and are there tariffs on U.S. goods? Thoughts, Colin?
Yeah, so if I understand the listener correctly, they're saying that, hey, basically, we already have to, you know, other countries impose tariffs on us, and we do the same to them. You know, in the context of Canada and Mexico, it's worth remembering that we signed a free trade agreement with both countries back in 1994, or took effect in 1994, NAFTA, which then was renegotiated by President Trump, now called the USMCA, which ensures that, you know, the vast majority of goods going back and forth between the U.S. and Canada are tariff-free. That's the whole point of the agreement. And this gives, of course, lower cost to consumers, but also provides certainty to businesses that they can trade back and forth with companies in those countries, integrate their supply chains, and know that there won't be tariffs on those goods. Well, that, of course, has been upended now. We don't have that certainty anymore. And yes, you know, if you want to look more broadly, of course, other countries do impose tariffs on U.S. goods. But President Trump, you know, he didn't link this latest threat to other countries' trade practices. You know, he didn't say, hey, we're going to raise our tariffs on their goods because they're, you know, they have tariffs on our goods, and that, you know, we'll do some tit for tat reduction. You know, he linked this to migration and, I believe, fentanyl. So it's not, he didn't even raise, you know, threaten this in the context of other countries' trade actions. And then just lastly, I'll say, you know, whatever other countries are doing, if they're making, from my perspective, mistakes by putting tariffs on U.S. goods, to me, it doesn't, you know, just because they have bad policy, I don't think it's worth emulating that and then, you know, adopting that and kind of mirroring those practices.
You know, every action has a reaction. A friend of mine sent me some stories here, one from Bloomberg. China is snapping up cheap Brazilian soybeans as Trump returns. Another one from Reuters says, China trade war threatens U.S. corn, soybean exports as South America stands to gain. So basically, China, as I understand it, is investing major money in developing South American farmland and doing some things to, I guess, eliminate the need for American exports or lessen their dependence on American exports. And if that's the case, then what does that do to our soybean industry?
Yeah, that's right. So as I mentioned before, our farmers, our agriculture sector, they were some of the, you know, hardest hit by the tariff war, the trade war we engaged in with China under the first Trump administration. China, you know, big purchases of U.S. soybeans and other crops. And when you know, they imposed tariffs on U.S. soybeans, you know, China responded by shifting purchases to Brazil and other large producers. So I think we can absolutely expect, you know, more of the same, you know, going forward. If you know, the U.S. imposes tariffs on, say, Mexican avocados, you can see, you know, there'll be a shift to Peruvian Mexicados, but, you know, at a higher cost. And of course, if, you know, Canada and Mexico, they have promised, or Mexico's president has promised to retaliate against the U.S. Canada did retaliate 4 or 5 years ago when the U.S. imposed steel and aluminum tariffs on them. I expect they'll do the same again. And that will mean that people will look for alternative sources instead of buying various products from the U.S. to look to alternative suppliers.
Every action has a reaction. As I said earlier, this is going to manifest itself for the prices of consumers. And they got the midterms coming up. So one way or the other, that's how it's going to be judged, I would imagine, politically. I don't mean to get you into a realm that you don't want to go, but that seems to be the real world.
Well, it is worth, you know, you talk about politics, it is worth interest. It's worth pointing out that, of course, we just had an election where it seems that one of the motivating issues for a lot of voters was high costs, high prices, inflation. And it's curious then that, you know, Trump would immediately, you know, or threaten on day one to impose tariffs, which will further raise prices. So from a political standpoint, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And again, it just makes you wonder if this is a negotiated tactic or we'll end up in a different place.
We'll see. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a nice Thanksgiving. We come back, we'll talk about homelessness in the city right now. Time for WWL First News.